cruising in cars, showing off the newest toy. It evokes images of American graffiti, of some lost teenage innocence, or maybe not so lost. In Sacramento, California, the cruising culture is making a comeback. Jason Margulis sent us this audio postcard.
Around 8:30 p.m., the streets are mostly calm in this touristy part of town. A mariachi band plays at a Mexican restaurant. The sun sets, the saltwater taffy stores close shop, and the real show begins.
So what do you do here on Sunday nights?
Just come out, cruise around, and just check it out, see what's going on.
Just I'm with him. We're just cruising around.
Very slowly, the cars rumble down the main drag for three blocks. The drivers and passengers play it cool, acting unaware they're being watched. They turn the corner, complete a circle, and return to the start to get ready for another pass.
It's like, you know, people getting together, showing off their cars, you know, and
painted it, put hydraulics in it, rims. I'm getting ready to cut the back out, man, finish it for the hydraulics.
It's kind of fun to be here and look at cars that we grew up with and seeing kids driving them. I'm 64. I hate the music, but it's still kind of just, it's just fun. It's just, this is today.
Cars are painted lime green, gold, and candy apple red. Some have flames shooting down the sides. A catchy paint job or loud sound system catches a glance, but good hydraulics keep the attention of the crowd. Oh! 21-year-old Albert Balderas can make his car literally dance. One side comes up, and the car bounces to the music. He even names his moves.
That will be a pancake.
What's a pancake?
Pancake brings the car up at once. One switch brings the car up at once and brings it back down at one time. It only takes is two batteries, actually, two pumps and eight batteries to do this. I got three pumps and 10 batteries in there. Yeah.
To be in on the cruise, all it takes is a love of cars and a little attitude.
What's the best car out here today?
Would have been mine, but it's not out here. That was a good one.
Julian Macias kept his 1988 Monte Carlo off the roads tonight. It's not quite ready.
So you bring out that one some Sunday nights?
Pretty soon. Here, like in the next couple weeks, we'll be out. Come out and clown on these guys with their cars. That one's strictly for hopping, for dancing.
For others like 22-year-old Julian Martinez, taking out his 71 Malibu is a family affair.
My baby and my wife usually always come with me. You know, my brother comes with me and stuff like that, so...
After a couple of hours, the cruise is over, and Jason Claxton drives home his 1974 Chevy Caprice.
It's a weekend car, man. I got a Ford Taurus everyday car. But this is my baby, and I just drive it on the weekends, man.
He'll use the Taurus on Monday morning, but he says he'll be back next Sunday for another cruise. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margulis in Sacramento.